Yeah.
George Reedy on 90.
Yes?
There you are.
Yes?
Mr. President, I have queries from AP and UPI on whether you're seeing Jim Farmer and a Mrs. Cheney today.
I've already seen them, but I saw them off the record, and they want to get a little publicity, you see. Now, what do we do about it?
I think...
I told them it'd have to be off the record because the Swartners are coming in, and the whole gamut starts running again. They've gone, been gone an hour or two. What I would do is just say they're not listed on the record at all, and he might say howdy to them, but there's nothing on the record I have. I don't believe I'd confirm it. We told him it had to be, and he's always trying to get a little publicity. And if you do, then you bring them all in another trot, each one of them. This Ogden Reed's got some here in town today he wants to bring back in.
Mm-hmm.
Lee White's seeing them off the record. I don't know. You can handle it like you want to. I would tell them that I've got the schedule here and they're not on it. And we see people at these that come in and out. And we may very well see somebody in the building, but I'd say nothing of significance and nothing of importance. You can quote me on it, but just for your old information.
You know, the difficulty is I told them that, that I've got the schedule and there's certainly nothing on it. And so the next one, of course, is, well, would you ask? And
I would say I've asked the President's Secretary and he says there's not a thing on the record involving these people and we've given everything on the record that we have.
Okay.
I don't believe I'd be confirming it because we told them to keep it off the record. They say where they get it?
No.
Sometimes they do, you know.
Yeah, but they said these came to them queries from New York.
Well, that's
which probably meant they talked up there before leaving.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say I talked to the appointment secretary. He said there's absolutely nothing like that on the schedule. I think in the whole we're better off saying yes, he saw them briefly and that he just assured Mrs. Cheney that every effort was being made.
Mm-hmm.
And that Farmer wasn't, they asked me about Farmer, said, well, he just came along with Mrs. Cheney. There was no discussion of any matters in Mrs. Cheney's meeting.
Any other news?
No, sir.
Does press conference go on?
It went extremely well.
They carry much?
Yes, sir. The main story right now is the vice presidential criteria. I think by the morning papers, however, it will have shifted over to the nuclear thing. And they're beginning to give fairly good play to that statement on obedience to the law.
I would sure leak to him that his good deal of significance and past story that he's the most knowledgeable man in atomic energy and that Goldwater's threatened to turn these weapons over to the corporals and he's advocating that the generals take over the commander-in-chief's power and the past story may really bring this thing into focus and then tell him about sterile men, how much you were, and call Seaborg and see if he can't get interviewed on some of these programs about this week.
Good.
Tell him to get his press man to get him on today or some of them. Why don't you ask NBC to try to get him on today and talk about sterility and
sure.
Milk and two-headed kids.
Right. I think that's a hell of a good morning.
All right.
Should I try this thing with Farmer on? Just say yes, he was in. You just assured Mrs. Cheney that... I really think we'll be a little bit better off, Mr. President.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Waiting.